One, two.
Local and independent artists. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Come to town and it's a boom town, baby. As poor as it was, I'm making more money than the president does. I spend it like a child in a candy store. I wake up in the morning and go get me some more. And it's a boom town, baby. Money's on the mind of man, from the streets of New York to the hills of Pakistan. The history books tell you what it's all about. You better hit the road before the bottom drops out.
Bob FM, that's Jen Bostic and The Wrong Thing from 2017. Jen, great, great artist and a friend of The Homegrown Show. And you are listening to The Homegrown Show on Bob FM. My name is Brian Powers, and we are high atop from the bottom of Armstrong Boulevard in beautiful Ramsey, Minnesota. And if you don't know what that means, well, you're really not supposed to. Hey, welcome everybody on a very snowy, but now bright, sunny, gotta love Minnesota.
Hey, at least we got something to talk about.
Sunday afternoon, and in studio live with us, we have Swanee Rose. Welcome.
Welcome to you as well on this crazy day of driving.
We made it through the lot.
Yes, we did.
I was telling you my Erin Grand story when her mom pawed me out, and it's my favorite story to tell about getting stuck in the Bob lot. And
Melissa's pretty awesome. She takes care of business.
She does indeed. So welcome to the Homegrown Show.
Thank you.
And let's get started by talking a little bit about you, right? So Swanee Rose was born and raised in Minneapolis, right?
Actually, no, I'm an East Coast born girl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because your website says Minneapolis.
Well, that's where I
reside.
That's where I kind of live in general.
Okay. In the Minneapolis area.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
So I lived all over.
Where in the East Coast then?
So I was born in Rhode Island. Really? So I have claim to the smallest state in the Union. And then I was raised upstate in the Adirondack Mountains in New York State.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful area.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you get back often?
Not really. Most of my, when most other people have normal free time is when I'm working doing music. So it makes for a difficult ability to transfer myself.
How long have you lived in the frozen tundra?
Oh, gosh.
Did you come from Rhode Island right here, or did
no,
you go?
No, so I lived mostly upstate New York when I was a kid.
Okay.
So that was in the mountains there. I moved out here when I was a freshman in high school. So that was when I was 14. So I'm a little over 20 years now that I've been here. So I guess I've been here longer than I was out there.
And did you just decide Minnesota was a good spot for you, or was it because of the music, or what brought you here?
No, my dad had a job transfer when I was a kid. So.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So brought you here, and here you were, and then you decided you liked it and you stayed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then what got you into music?
Well, I have been performing since I was 2 years old. So I started off as a classical dancer, actually. So I did ballet, tap, and jazz, and the whole thing, and got to wear sparkly costumes. And I always really loved wearing sparkly costumes and getting to perform for people. So I just figured, why not?
I do too, so don't feel bad.
Yes, I want to see you in some sequins, Brian.
I used to wear them all the time. We were talking about the fact that I used to do weddings a lot. And I do have a sparkly vest.
I was just going to say.
Unfortunately.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, but age kind of caught up with me a little bit, so it doesn't quite fit like it used to when I was in my early 20s.
Not enough elastic.
But it has, exactly, but it has musical notes on it.
Oh, cool.
And sequins on it. And I found it at the state fair for like $25, and my wife thought I was absolutely crazy for getting it.
No.
And I'll tell you what. I had more people commenting on that vest when I was at wedding receptions, just because that's when you knew the party was going to start, right? You take
the
tie off and the sparkly vest came out and they went, this guy's willing to do this. What else is going to happen tonight?
So that's awesome.
Yeah. So I do like wearing them. It stands out in a crowd, but anyway.
Totally.
So you did that, and then as a kid you were dancing.
Yep. So about I would say around like 5 years old is when I kind of discovered how much I loved to perform music. So I played clarinet and did the choir thing, and when I was about 16, I finally picked up a guitar. Took lessons for a short time, but a lot of what I've done has been self-taught or through my brilliant guitar friends that have helped me pick up the skills I need.
So you didn't have formal lessons then? You just learned?
Just a little bit with guitar. I did take many, many years of formal lessons for voice, though.
Okay.
So I had an excellent teacher, Tracy Gorman. Mm. So any Eden Prairie kids out there, you had her.
So that was when you moved here, you did some voice lessons?
Yep, so I did voice all through high school. And then actually now I teach my own students on small occasion as well, so that's fun.
What was the very first band you were in? Do you remember?
Well, let's see. The very first time that I performed like one of my own songs was actually in high school at one of my variety shows. And I had a few girlfriends that one played her viola. Her sister actually played piano. And then another friend who played guitar with me. So that was like my first attempt at kind of having a band situation.
Sure.
But my first real band actually was a band called Mellow Roar.
And Mellow Roar.
Yes, Mellow Roar. And I think our name pretty much described what we did, because we love to write anything from, you know, ballads to hip hop to heavy rock. I wouldn't say we really necessarily did country, but we had a lot of we mostly worked with acoustic instruments. So all three of the guitar players played acoustics for the good majority of the time we played together. So that created a really interesting sound, I think, with them. So
yeah, and I was going to say that, and by the way, if you're just joining us on the Homegrown Show, welcome, and we are talking with Swanee Rose, and her husband, Matt, is in studio as well.
Hello there.
Hello there. And you guys don't have any kids, right? How long have you been married?
Three and a half years. But I can't count. I don't know.
But you have a cat.
He probably knows better than I do.
You have a cat.
It feels like we've been married forever, so we've got a strong connection. Yeah, we've got cats.
Got cats. All right. So we give a shout out to the cats. Hi,
meow.
Cats. Meow. But what I was going to say is that your songwriting style is when I was researching and listening to some of the stuff that you had, it's hard to kind of pin down, right? Because you are kind of, yeah. So you kind of just do what feels good and you like, right?
Yes. So actually for most of the writing that I've done, I would say I've always written in every single style, but frequently when people would listen to me, that I always say, why don't you do more country? And you have this country thing in your voice, and I never really got it, because growing up out east, I mean, quite frankly, country just doesn't exist. You don't listen to country. It's not on. There's no radio stations. I can think of two people growing up that I played basketball with that lived way out in the country, and they listened to country music, but it just really wasn't present. And so for me, the most country that I really got was from my parents, like listening to their vinyl. So, you know, someone like John Denver comes to mind, or there was a lot of like, Marshall Tucker Band and those great bands with a ton of big harmonies and really complex instrumentation. So I would say that was really the country influence that I got when I was growing up. And then as I moved out here, I started, you know, friends were introducing me to different people, and I've really realized that all those people telling me that I had country in my voice weren't wrong. And that even some of the styles that I would write definitely, and the more that I've allowed it, the more that I think some pretty heavy country flavor has fed through in my writing. And I love it. I actually have fun. One of the things I love most about country is the silly stories, and that's something that I love doing. So I've really connected with a lot of the artists that I've been introduced to that have that sense of humor in their writing. I have no sense of humor otherwise, but I can write funny songs.
I think you've done great. And, you know, when you talk about East Coast and the Far East Coast, you know, they tease us all the time about the, hey, you know, yeah. Dare, yeah. So I can say, well, yeah, I'm sure there's not many bands out there that are going, hey, forget about it, you know, da-nar, da-nar, you know, but so.
That'd be the best name for a country band. Hey, forget about it,
right? So then when you got going in the bands and you started playing, did you record music then or just play?
Yep. So with Mellow Roar, we did, we recorded an album, this back in like 2010, I think it was. And that's a very special album for me. And I think probably for Matt too. We had a great time with those guys. They were like brothers. We were tight.
Who produced that album?
He is still doing his thing out there, and he's one of the most wonderful producers. He's very, very excellent, live and also in studio.
So was that was your first album in 2010. How many albums have you recorded?
Honestly, I have. This is the weird part, is when I started off doing music, I swore that I would never, play covers. And after we worked with Mellow Roar for those first few years, we started actually splitting our shows. So we would play, you know, 4-hour nights, but we would do about 50% covers and 50% of our originals. And we had an awesome following in that sense. And then after that band kind of dissolved, everyone got old and went and did their...
got old.
They did. Well, you know, it's we were in our early 20s then.
Sure.
So everyone kind of moved on with their relationships and their families and kind of moved away and stuff. So we ended up, Matt and I, we've been working cover bands all through this time. And I've continued to write, but I really haven't spent any time doing any recording until just recently again. So it's been way too long of a hiatus. And so I'm currently working with a really good friend of mine who's an excellent drummer. His name is Kyle Primus. And so I'm up at, he actually lives up in Waite Park, and I'm down in Minneapolis, so it's a bit of a haul to get up there and organize our weekends together, but...
Do you guys think you'll have an album out?
Yeah, I, right now I have 4 tracks that are, so Matt's playing bass for me, and then I've done most of my vocal work and my guitar work, so I'm trying to get, like, one section done at a time. Hopefully, I really have no time limit, that's just kind of how I roll.
Yeah, that's the beauty part about it. Exactly. There's nobody's nagging at you saying, you got to have it out by now. You know,
nope,
some of the big labels, you know, where you have to say, hey, we need it out by October 1st.
I work all right under a deadline, but right. I don't have one for myself. So
exactly.
So honestly, if I were to give myself a loose time frame, I would love to have like 8 to 10 songs done within the year.
Nice.
That's where I'm at, you know. So I have about half... A decent start, so
great.
We'll see.
All right, we are talking with Swanee Rose on the Homegrown Show on Bob FM. You can find her at Swanee Rose Music on Facebook or at her website, which is swanneerose.com. And Swanee is SWANNYROSE.com. And more from Swanee in just a little bit. But, you know, you talked about John Denver, so I had to push in a John Denver song.
Perfect.
Here for you on the Homegrown Show here on Bob FM.
Hey, it's Lindsay.
And this is Jolene.
We are the Farmer's Daughters.
And you're listening to the Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a cattle low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Got me a fine wife, got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Hungry fool. Rather have a fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. The day he died, he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. And thank God, oh, a country boy. a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Woo! Thank God I'm a country boy, yeah!
Hey, it's Chad Edwards, and you're listening to The Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM.
Natural tan, tightly packed, Daisy Dukes, baseball cap. Give me two Boilermakers, light them up and knock them back. Ribeye steaks on the grill. Come on, girl, get your fill. Let them boys know the deal. There's a pot of Cherry Hill. Bottoms up.
Homegrown country music on a homegrown country station. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Looking on the Midwest skyline, the fever.
Total Country Bob FM, that's Carrie Arnett and Heavy Heart on the Homegrown Show right here on Bob FM. I'm Brian Powers, and in live in studio we have Swanee Rose, and they're getting ready to play live for us in Studio B. That's coming up just after the break. And also we have a brand new Studio A single, Spotlights. You're going to want to hang around for that. And we have a brand new sponsor. Of course, last couple of weeks we've had Remote Start of Southern Minnesota, so we want to thank those guys for coming up and being on the Homegrown Show with us and sponsoring the show. We really do appreciate it, folks. Thanks a lot for that. So lots more to come, and including I want to tell you about the Studio A single, Spotlight, because it's about a group that's from my hometown. Coming up next on the Studio A Single Spotlight on the Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
When the right thing hits you in the face, like sponsoring the Homegrown Show on Bob FM, you just do it. When the bitter cold slaps you in the face, you call Remote Start of Southern Minnesota and never get into a cold, frosty one again. Car, that is. Remote Start of Southern Minnesota is your authorized CompuStar and drone mobile dealer at 507-835-9921. Enjoy the Homegrown Show on Bob FM and enjoy getting into a toasty, warm vehicle and never scraping a windshield again. Remote Start, 507-835-9921.
What do you get when you put 40 of the Twin Cities' best singers and musicians together in one bar with a killer sound and light system? Add in a group of judges to rate their performances. You get the first ever Midwest CMA mix-up. It's happening at the Doghouse in Maplewood Thursday, April 19th at 7:30. So bring your friends and enjoy 40 musicians from your favorite homegrown bands, mixed and matched into new bands, battling it out for cash and prizes. It's just $5 at the door. So we'll see you at the Doghouse in Maplewood, April 19th.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, you can order like a pro with gorgeous roses from Pro Flowers. She'll be thrilled when you surprise her with roses. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $24.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone, and enter secret code 8080. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed. Time is running out, so hurry to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $24.99 plus shipping and handling. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. You'll be a Valentine's Day pro. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 8080. That's proflowers.com, code 8080.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to small because we do it all.
Total Country Bob FM.
Brian Powers back live in Studio A on the Homegrown Show on Bob FM. And my Studio A single spotlight for the day today is a band called Whiskey Trail. And they are from Duluth, Minnesota, which is, of course, my hometown. They are a great band. They are 2018 Midwest CMA nominee for New Artist of the Year. They're a country duo, blue-collar shipping town in Duluth. And it's Heidi Pack. Got her start singing at her parents' church at age 14. As she got older, she could feel the future of music calling her. She started singing in bands and then wanted to strike it out on her own. Fate stepped in and sent her Jake Birdseye. Jake picked up a guitar at age 10, teaching himself to play, writing songs. Heidi posted an ad for a backup guitarist, and during the audition, each noticed the chemistry of songwriting and how well their voices blended in harmony. The audition soon became a band practice, and Whiskey Trail began at that very moment. They've got a brand new song out. It's called Nashville. I want you to take a listen to it. This is, again, Whiskey Trail on the Studio A Single Spotlight on the Homegrown Show. I'm Bob FM.
And now, it's time for the Homegrown Show's Studio A Single Spotlight.
Just got into Nashville, made that 14-hour drive. I thought this was my chance to find the address that where the next country stars When I finally walked into that Broadway bar, saw a thousand people like me, playing steel guitar and working real hard to make sure one day they'd be drinking beer with Blake Shelton and smoking joints with Willie Nelson, buying bras from Dolly Parton, shaking it with Luke Bryan. I woke up this morning with a headache, barely cried right out of bed. Heard I climbed on the bar while he played guitar, drinking Jack Strain. Well, while I do agree I should have taken a seat, but what fun would that be? Gonna hit that town once again, see if we could be with Blake Shelton and smoking joints with Willie Nelson, buying bras from Dolly Parton, shaking it with Luke Bryan.
So Homegrown Show on Bob FM, that is Whiskey Trail from Duluth, Minnesota, and live in Studio B. I have got my friends. Yeah, by the way, her name is
Swanee Rose.
That's right. And
everybody.
And oh, Matt's way over in the corner. That's
yeah,
right.
Matt's
waving. He's doing the old he's doing the old wave that everybody loves in radio. What did you think of those guys?
I think they're wonderful. Actually, I'd heard that song not too long ago. They shared it, I think, on our Midwest CMA private forum. Sorry, you guys can't see that, but yeah, they're awesome. They just recently opened for, I can't remember, but it was an awesome, great show. They were on this massive stage and they looked and sounded beautiful. So
yeah, so Whiskey Trail is actually going to be performing at a couple of different places. They're going to be at Down South Bar and Grill in New Germany, Minnesota on February 15th, so the day after Valentine's Day. And then they're also going to be there on March 24th at Down South again in beautiful New Germany, Minnesota. So make sure you check out Whiskey Trail. Great band, good sound, great harmonies.
Absolutely.
They do together. So, and they're a 2018 nominee for, what did I say, vocal group, new artist of the year,
yeah.
Right? And speaking of nominees, right?
Yes.
Swanee Rose has got a nomination, too.
Yes, I was nominated for the Maverick Award this year, which It's probably about, as my good friend Jen said, they couldn't have picked a better category for me to be in. So I tend to like to do things my own way. I don't know if that gets me in trouble sometimes, and my apologies to anybody that, but no, I've always kind of done things my own way and like to step outside the box whenever possible.
What are you going to do for us now, live in Studio B?
Well, one of your old hosts here, PT, actually requested his favorite song that I do called Golf Cart Ride.
All right.
This is a song I wrote with my family, so it's a little silly, but it's Golf Cart Ride.
Here's Swanee Rose.
Everything is fine, everything is just fine, said everything is just fine, everything is just fine, everything is all right, yes it is, cause we're going on a golf cart ride, taking those corners slow, everybody's outside. Hey guys, how you doing? Taking our time and we're watching flowers grow. We're going on a golf cart ride. Don't forget your koozie. Fill it up with boozy. It's gonna be a doozy. Well, we're drinking. Stumps, cause it's America, and we're so dang pumped, and we're going on a golf cart ride. Song so cheesy, almost tastes like Gouda. Golf cart rides put me in the mood. At the cabin, we don't need no attitude. Have a beer and pass that Buddha. Well, come on out, hop on in and play. Don't mind the state I'm in when I'm going on a golf cart ride. Well, if I had $1 million, I'd add some neon lights, maybe some hanging dice, and a cooler would be nice. A handy fix-it, could add a lift kit, screw on some chrome hubcaps. But this damn thing sounds like a thunderstorm, and the smoking smells like crap. But it's okay, cause everything is fine, everything's just fine. I said everything is just fine, everything is just fine. I said everything is all right. Yes, it is, cause we're going on a golf cart ride. Cause everything is fine, everything's just fine. I said everything's just fine, everything's just fine. I said everything is all right. Yes, it is. Golf cart ride.
Be a part of the excitement and part of the music at the 2019 Midwest Country Music Awards, happening live at the Medina Entertainment Center, Sunday, February 17th. You can be a part of the show and experience this once-a-year event with live performances from over 30 of the best artists in the Midwest. Plus, your support benefits the Midwest CMA, a nonprofit for the growth and development of country music in the Midwest. Learn more at MidwestCMA.org, and we'll see you at the Medina on February 17th. Again, that's MidwestCMA.org.
Local and independent artists.
Hey, this is John
Channing
and Jesse from Maiden Dixie.
This is Danny Grouse.
This is Mitch Gordon from Mitch Gordon and the Unleaded Band.
The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Boy, I got your number, but I don't think you got mine. So don't call me if you're playing games, cause I ain't got the time. This ain't high school, I ain't no fool, we ain't 17. I got my own money, got a job, I got a car, and I got a big old hairy dog who runs around in my backyard. Don't need another rodeo. I like to think I got it going on, chasing my own dreams, looking out for number one. Yeah, I could be a cat.
Bob FM, that is the Farmer's Daughters and Catch. Yeah, what a great song. Friends of the Homegrown Show on Bob FM. I'm Brian Powers, and live in Studio B, we have Swanee Rose, and along with her husband, Matt, who is being our faithful technician in there, who's manning the board in the corner. He's what a great guy. He can come back anytime. Yeah, yeah. He gives me the old thank you. So I want to talk quick, because we've got a couple of minutes here, and we're going to have one more song from you before we head out here. And I want to talk a little bit about what do you got coming up? I mean, we got the awards show, right? Are you going to be going to the Midwest CMA Awards?
Yes, I am. I will be there. I have a fabulous yellow dress.
I don't think
I've ever owned a yellow anything, really. So
oh, that's what
first.
I was going to wear, too, though. So I'm so sorry.
We're going to be twinsies.
We'll be onesies, as I like to tell my son. We're
awesome.
Onesies. So, yeah, and that'll be next Sunday, of course.
Yes.
And good luck in that endeavor.
Thank you.
I wish you the best of luck.
Hey, I'm up against some great people, so if anybody won, that would be pretty cool. So
that is
someone's
awesome.
Going to win.
Are you playing anywhere coming up?
I play all over with with my husband, and we have a duet called "This Is How We Duet." I also play with Joe Flip.
I like
Elijah
the play
Adams
on words there. This is how we do it.
Some fun, yes. This is how we do it.
That's awesome.
And then I do have some solo songwriters gigs that are coming up here and there. I did a whole bunch this last year, but I'm ready to schedule a few more for this upcoming season. But you can find all those on my website, swaneyrose.com. I have all my events listed because there's too many to store upstairs. So.
Absolutely. And do you also put them on the Facebook page too?
What's that?
Do you also put them on the Facebook page?
Yes.
As well?
Usually everything's on my Facebook as well.
Okay. So that's and that is Swanee Rose Music. And Swanee, again, I want to make sure people understand, is S-W-A-N-N-Y and then Rose like the flower.
That is correct.
Excellent. So you got lots of stuff coming up. So, and when you get that album,
yes,
make sure you're coming back and
I will.
Let
You'll be the
know.
First one to know about Brian.
All right. Excellent.
It's all about you.
What do you got coming up playing now? What are you doing now?
This song here?
Yeah.
So this is I thought maybe I could go a little more heartwarming this time. This is a song called A Parent's Prayer, and this will be on my upcoming album. In fact, that first song, Golf Cart, as well, will be on my album as well. So this is a song. I don't have children yet, but this is what I imagine I hopefully like to feel like when I have my own. So.
All right, great. Thank you so much for coming in this week.
Thanks for having me.
We really
it's been
appreciate
awesome.
It. You guys are a great duo, and you've got a great future ahead of you. So we
Thank
wish you the
so
best
much.
Of luck.
I
Make sure
that.
You come back and visit us on the Homegrown Show and at Bob FM.
Thank you.
All right. Swanee Rose, everybody. Thank you so much. Hey, next week, I just want to mention real quick before you get into that song, because we're going to go to commercial break right after this. Next week, Brandon Backstrom is filling in for me. I'll be at the Midwest CMA event.
Yay.
And then in 2 weeks, we have Karina Kern. Live
oh, awesome.
In studio. So she'll be on the Homegrown Show February 24th. So we have that to look forward to as well. So
that's wonderful. She's great. So you can make sure you tune in, you guys.
She's been in before. She's a great guest. So we look forward to that. And we have had a lot of fun with you, Swanee Rose. So take us out with that song. What's the name of the song again?
This is A Parent's Prayer.
A Parent's Prayer. Swanee Rose on the Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Thanks again, you guys.
Watch your tears rise and fall to the rhythm of the grandfather clock in the hall. In a minute now, he just explodes with the warmth, the need he had to know. Would you grow up tall? Would you grow up right? 'Cause he always checked on her at night. Make a house into a home. Pray she wouldn't be alone. Watched her walk across the stage. Graduation to wedding day. Made a house into a home. Now she's teaching your grandkids right from wrong. She grew up tall and she grew up right, 'cause you always checked on her at night. She made a house into a home, and your prayers were answered 'cause she's not alone. Someday she'll sit and think these thoughts. Did she raise them well despite her faults? Any minute now she just explode with the warmth and need she had to know. Oh, would they grow up tall and grow up right? If she always always checked on them at night. They make a house into a home. She prayed they wouldn't be alone. She prayed they wouldn't be alone. Ooh.
Levi Pelzer, and you're listening to The Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM.
Beep's coming. You know what to do.
Hey, I'm going to just rip this Band-Aid off. We need to break up. You're not good for me. I'm always sweaty and uncomfortable around you. And I'm not getting any benefits from this relationship. You're just a basic memory foam mattress. I deserve better. And before you ask, yes, there is someone else. I've been seeing the purple mattress online for a while now. Don't blame yourself. How can you compete with a bed that totally supports me, hugs my pressure points, and sleeps so effortlessly cool? Not to mention the 100-night trial and free shipping. Now that's a bed with benefits. It'll make me feel better than you ever could.
Break up with your old mattress and get with the Purple today. Get a $100 store credit with the purchase of a mattress. Just text JOLLY to 797979 to get your $100 store credit. The only way to get this exclusive offer is to text JOLLY to 797979. That's JOLLY to 797979.
Message and data rates may apply, up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at purple.com. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Be a part of the excitement and part of the music at the 2019 Midwest Country Music Awards. Happening live at the Medina Entertainment Center, Sunday, February 17th. You can be a part of the show and experience this once-a-year event with live performances from over 30 of the best artists in the Midwest. Plus, your support benefits the Midwest CMA, a nonprofit for the growth and development of country music in the Midwest. Learn more at MidwestCMA.org, and we'll see you at the Medina on February 17th. Again, that's MidwestCMA.org.
Crystal Welding is ready for winter. Are you? Bring your fish house to Crystal Welding for bent axle repair, frozen pivots, bearing service, broken springs, or any welding repair needs on your fish house. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your one-stop shop for all of your welding needs. Stop in to schedule or go to crystalwelding.com for more information. That's crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to smoke because we
do you want to be part of Minnesota's best sales team? Hi, this is Brad Clark, General Sales Manager here at Bob FM. If you are a self-starter and can market businesses, then I want to talk to you. With mind-blowing commissions to get you started, you'll be able to use Total Country Bob FM to brand and market businesses to help them provide results. If you want to be part of the best sales team and the fastest-growing country radio station in Minnesota, send me an email, brad@mybobcountry.com. That's brad@mybobcountry.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
Meet me in the clouds on the other side, and we'll sit and talk about what's right and what went wrong in the stars that night. In the clouds we'll meet and we'll be. Meet me in the clouds on the other side, and we'll sit and talk about what's right and what went wrong when we kissed that night. In the clouds we'll meet and we'll be. 12 times around that sun and I know you, I feel you. We are one, we set out on a journey. We took an adventure and now I'm 12 times around that sun broken. Unusable without each one, we've taken as far as we can go. Clouds on the other side. went wrong in the stars at night. In the clouds we'll meet and we'll be. Meet me high and we'll sit and talk about what's right.